You know, in simple terms, what's been the biggest adjustment to being a college football player here, starting out as a freshman?
Oh, man, you know, everything's faster. Everybody's bigger, stronger, and, you know, the speed's just like this. So being able to know the playbook and knowing what you know on the field is the biggest change for me.
And hand in hand with that, you've been practicing with Daniel Latuli beside you for most of August.
Yes, sir.
And then the real game start, and you don't have a senior there, you know, that's played for 3 years beside you. How tough has that made the adjustment?
I mean, it's not tough because we're all on the same page. You know, the whole linebacker crew and the entire defense, you know, we know what we're supposed to do, and, you know, we're all improving. So that's a great part.
Henry, you've been, I think, calling the signals these first two games, I guess. How did you kind of pick the defense up so quickly to where you could be comfortable handling that role?
I wouldn't say I was calling the defense, you know, by myself, but, you know, then our entire linebacker, Will Ignatz, Shannon Reed, you know, everybody that plays a big role. But having guys like Daniel Patulli that's in the film room with me, you know, late nights during fall camp, you know, it really paid off.
How much did you try to learn the defense even before you got to campus in June?
I tried, you know, but, you know, this defense is very complex, so just being able to pick it up with the guys here, it helped a lot.
You talked about all the adjustments you had to make. How have you been able to adapt so quickly, do you think?
I'm still adapting. You know, college is not easy, but just being able to have leaders like our senior leaders, you know, Nigel Warrior, Darrell Taylor, having guys like that here motivating me, you know, they're great guys.
What's been your biggest adjustment coming halfway across the country and playing a different time zone?
I would say just football, you know, just being able to adjust to everything. You know, the whole college life is different and being able to adjust to the environment around here.
How about California versus Knoxville? What's been your biggest?
Oh, it's totally different. California's a lot faster. Yeah, California, everything moves fast. And Knoxville out here, I would say it's a slower pace.
Do you like the slower pace?
Yeah. So it gives me time to be able to, you know, focus on myself and the things I have that's important to me.
What did you expect from yourself, I mean, coming in here? Do you expect to have a big role right away, or what did you kind of set out for yourself?
I just expected myself to be able to contribute to the team. You know, I wanted to be part of something special, and I wanted to be able to help these guys around here, my brothers, in the best way that we can.
What made you decide Tennessee in the first place coming from California?
I seen Coach Pruitt's vision. You know, I trust in Coach Pruitt, and I still do. You know, I love what he has going on and the things that you know, he tells us this is going to happen. You know, I trust him.
What was it that he kind of said during the recruiting pitch?
To me personally, we had a connection. You know, just being able to have that brotherhood connection with me, it was a big time.
And the opportunity to maybe play right away, how much of a factor was that?
For me, that wasn't really a big factor. I just wanted to learn from guys like Daniel Patulli, Will Ignatz. Be playing behind them, you know, that's, I wanted to be able to be a part of something special.
How much more comfortable did you feel in your second game compared to your first game?
Pretty comfortable. You know, I felt a lot better, but I still have ways to improve, just like anybody.
You guys have you and a couple other freshman linebackers playing right away. Is that exciting for the future to think about what you guys can do?
Most definitely, but, you know, we're not worried about that. We're worried about day in, day out practice, worried about one practice at a time and what we have to improve as a team.
What's Daniel's role kind of looks like as he's not been able to practice decent amount the last few weeks?
He's still a leader. You know, Daniel is a great leader, and, you know, he leads us in and out of the field, in the film room, and on the field, so he's great.
Henry, the vision that Coach Pruitt has for this program, what part of it did you connect to the most, relate to the most?
Opportunity. You know, opportunity to change something to be something great.
How would you assess your play the first couple weeks?
I would say I did good, but, you know, everybody has room to improve. And, you know, not really worried about myself, but worried about the team in ways that, you know, we can all step forward as a whole.
Did you surprise yourself by being a starter from your first game?
Kind of. You know, I wasn't really expecting anything. I just wanted to be able to learn the most.
You said this defense is complex. What makes it complex?
You just got to know everything. You know, everything connects. There's pieces to the puzzles that you may not know, but you need to know. You know, that makes this whole defense work as a one.
When did the speed of the game slow down, or has it slowed down yet?
You know, it's starting to slowly slow down. You know, as a freshman, you go from high school to college, and then everybody's bigger, faster, stronger, like I just said. But just being able to adjust, so I feel like every day as I go out, it'll get better.
It looks like a lot of players from this freshman class are going to end up playing right away. What did y'all say to each other during the recruiting process? What was discussed in terms of what y'all could accomplish, and maybe what we could accomplish right away?
You know, we have our little group chat, and then we all got together and just made a promise to each other that we'll be able to do things for this team. You know, we weren't really worried about the 2019 recruiting class, but worried about how Tennessee football can be the best that it's going
to be. How many times have you had to tell people how to pronounce your last name?
Multiple times. Multiple times, but it's fun, though. Yeah.
Do you want to clarify it again?
It's Toto. Yeah.
There we go.
Coming from the kind of high school program that you came from, how tough has it been to lose your first two college games?
You know, coming from De La Salle, you know, everybody knows the history.
Yeah.
But being able to change something, like I said, being able to improve something, and being able to move forward as a team, and that's the biggest part that I really enjoy about this.
What has the experience of playing this early been like?
It's been an eye-opener, you know, being able to play in the SEC, the best conference there is. It's been grateful, and, you know, I'm just truly thankful, and God's, you know, really played everything for me.
What have been your impressions of things like, you know, just playing inside Neyland Stadium, the Vol Walk? I mean, was it what you thought it would be?
It was actually more than I thought it would be. You know, the fans, I truly love the fans and how dedicated and how supportive they are. So, yeah.
Was there a moment that it hit you that you're not playing high school football anymore, that this is college ball?
Oh, yeah, when I first got here, when I first met the whole team and I first started talking to our teammates.
What about it made you feel that kind of?
I just knew, like, a different vibe, you know, how everything is more serious and how college football is just, you know, you got to know everything. You got to know everything.
How many high school games did you lose?
I don't know that answer to that one. Yeah, I don't know that answer.
What's been the most eye-opening moment the first couple weeks once the season started for you?
Just like I said, just the speed, you know, just being able to know the playbook, and then every little inch counts.
Henry, you came a long way, obviously, from California.
Yes,
so
sir.
How have you handled, you know, staying in touch with family, them being able to see you? How are you handling that so far?
It's good. You know, my family comes out to every game. They made the past two games, but, you know, my family, my family. They'll always have me.
What's been your welcome to college moment? Was it a hit during camp? Was it the first early morning work?
Summer workouts, early morning workouts. So that kind of hit me, and I was like, all right, it's time to go.
Coach mentioned earlier in camp that football comes easy to you. Has that always been the case?
It's not always been the case. Football is not easy. You know, everybody knows football is not an easy sport. But, you know, I'm just steady working and improving. You know, I'm just trying to make this team the best team that we can be and just stay out focusing on practice.
What kind of influence has Daniel Batuli been? I know when you made a play, he was one of the first guys over on the sideline to talk to you. What kind of influence has he been?
Oh, he's been great. Daniel Batuli is one of the people I look up to the most. You know, the way he carries himself, the way he leads his team, the way he plays on the field. You know, everybody knows how he is.
Are there NFL linebackers that you either pattern your game after, or maybe you've heard a comparison to you?
Me, the most? I look up, like, I've never been compared to another linebacker, but I look up to Luke Kuechly the most.
To?
Luke Kuechly.
Okay.
Yes.
What is it about his game?
Just everything. You know, he knows the playbook, you know, he's aggressive, and he plays fast.
What did this coaching staff say to the freshmen when y'all arrived on campus in terms of what they were expecting from you, that type of thing?
Like I said, just improving the team, you know, playing as a team, coming here and helping the team out the most.
Do you have any battles in the open field with Eric Gray? Talk about his elusiveness.
Eric Gray is great. You know, Eric, everybody knows he's a phenomenal player. But being able to, you know, line up in front of him day in, day out during practice just makes me a better player and everybody else on the team a better player.
How many times has Eric made you miss in practice?
Can you say that again?
How many times has Eric made you miss in practice?
Miss in practice? That's a good one. You know, me and Eric go at it. We go at it. But I would say we're about even. Me and Eric, we're good. We're great buddies.